Welcome to Shomach Shava Nadaf. You're holding in Chulin Daf Samech Vov. The Gemara Amud Beis says that if we would say kaskeses, if we would say scales, we would know which fish is Torah and which fish is not. Because any fish that has kaskeses, has scales, he automatically has snapir as well. So says the Gemara, so why you have to wear snapir at all? Says the Gemara, yagdil toyer v'yadir. And that's a very mishun and dikloshin. Usually it's not brought down when the Gemara is asking why you have to bring another limut. We find only here this idea, the Yagdil Torah V'Yadir tells me why the Torah told me snappier. So the Mefarshim are busy to explain what's shot over here, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. What does it mean? Why is the Torah adding words I don't eat? So the Chazal Sofer here, and also in the footnote in the Shlo, Torah Shebaal Peh and Ois Tezvov, they both go to the similar Mahalach to explain that what's the idea that the Torah tells you snappier v'kaskeses. So Chazal says, look at the Ramban, Parsha Shmini, that explains what's their deal of snapir v'kaskeses. That means the fish is a very clean fish. Because when there's scales and fins, so the fish is protected and is able to swim at the top of the water, so it's not in the dirt. If it doesn't have fins, it's in a dirty place. If it doesn't have scales, it's not protected from the elements. So it says the Chazal Sofer, this is what the Torah is telling you. What is the reason that the fish is tar? Because it's very clean, because it has snapir v'kaskeses. You don't need to tell you the snapir. I know that they have snapir. But we're trying to emphasize the reasoning why this fish is tar. And the way that it's brought down the Shlo, says these simonim are taime toyu, or soydis atoyu. The simonim come and give you the oimeket adover, what's the soy, the secret of why the fish is tar. So I'm telling you, that we know what the simoni tairo of the fish is? Snapir v'kaskeses. That's the reason it's star. Even though I don't need to tell you stuff, I know it has snap here, but the Torah tries to emphasize what's the reason. That's Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. I'm giving you the Oymek of Torah. And I in the Sefer Lev Ayyam Maseches Cholin, that he says a similar concept. He says it from a different angle. So we know there's a Chabik Chakiro. What is a simonim? Is the simonim only a simon or a sibo? Meaning, are the simonim with the reason why this animal, this creature is star? Or it's only a sign that it's star? So he says, there's a difference between the main simonim and the side simonim. The main simonim of scales and fins, that's what makes the fish tar. There's other simonim, like the roish and shedro, which are mentioned in Masechet Avodah Zarah. There's other ways to see and check if a fish is kosher. But that's not the reason it's kosher. It's just a sign that it's kosher. But the fins and scales are the reason why it's kosher. So he says, Email, that's what I have to tell you, stop it because kaskeses. Not because if you tell me kaskeses, I know which fish are tar. But I'm telling you what makes it tar. These are the simonim that are the reason it's tar. It's not a simon tire, it's a sibol. So I have to tell you what makes it tar. It's almost the same idea that brought down in the Chazal Sofer and in the Shlo. The Sharlum Meshiv in his Sefer Divrei Shol has a Richus Gdoyo to explain this. He goes back to the Gemara Lehel that says the Shimon Chalavta was Asko Medvorimoyo. And he wanted to make sure that the Nemolo, the ant, really doesn't have a king like Shlomo HaMelech said. So Tosfos asks, what he's coming questioning what Shlomo HaMelech said? We learn in the Bo'abasov, if someone questions what Chachomim say, he's Chayav Miso. So says the Sharlum Meshiv, when we find a rule in the Torah that tells you something, it depends what it says to prove that it must be coming Mishamayim. So he brings an example. Chazal tell us, whatever you have in the Yabasha, you have in the sea, except for Chuldo. Chuldo, weasel, you have only in Yabasha, not in the sea. So he says, the first sentence is not that's a statement that you can never verify. Because I tell you, everything you have in the Yabasha, you have in the sea. Who said? Well, I'm telling you, that's what it is. And what happens if I can't find every animal in the Yabasha, I can't find in the sea? Well, that means you didn't check good enough. Maybe if you go to a faraway sea, you'll find that creature. But when Chazal tell you that Chuldo is only in the Yabasha and not in the Yam, they give you a statement of no, of negative. So that's something they have to be very bold to say it if you're making it up. Because how do you know? Maybe one day in hundreds of years from now, there'll be some creature coming out of the sea that it looks like a weasel. So if I'm giving you a line telling you no, there's no weasel in the sea, that's a raya brewer that Torah min ha-shamayim. So he says, this is what was the chokh they want to do with the ant. The Shlomo HaMelech says ant doesn't have a king. How can I prove Shlomo HaMelech wrong? If you have an ant and the king comes out. So if they do have a king, clearly Shlomo HaMelech said a mistake. So if I test it and I show that there's no king to the Nemalo, that shows and proves that Shlomo HaMelech, what he said was Baruch HaKodesh. Because it can easily be disputed. always a negative can be disputed. Because if you say negative, if you see the positive in front of your eyes, you're disputing what you just said. And that's different than the case of the Gemara Bava Basra, that there says that there will be very big stones that will be created. It may be, it may not be. If you don't believe it, that means you're milagal de'ir chachamim, because you're not coming to prove it otherwise. There's no other way. There's no way to prove it. So he says that's a pshat in our Gemara. The Gemara tells us that any fish that has scales has fins. Meaning there's a negative statement over here. There's no fish that has scales that doesn't have fins. So here you have a proof that the Torah is emes. So that's why the Torah said stop here. The Torah wanted to tell you, really stop here, there's no need to mention stop here. But the Torah is giving you a statement. You should know that whenever there's scales, there's fins. Whenever there's kaskasa, there's stop here. Saying that is lagdil Torah v'adir, to come and show the Torah is emes lamito. That's what it means, lagdil Torah v'adir. The proof that the Torah is emes. Finally, we'll end with the word of the Mor of Hashemesh. The Mor of Hashemesh says that what it means, like Torah v'adir, is there's different things that the Torah speaks about. There's things that are more physical, that are more chaymri, and then the Torah says in very few words. But there are things that are more ruchni, they're more spiritual, and then there's more words used. The fish is a more spiritual creature, as we spoke about in the previous shirim. The idea that a fish doesn't eat shchita. That's why we eat fish on Shabbos. That's the idea that osid lovoi, there will be a livyasod to the tzaddikim. Things that are more spiritual are mentioned, there's more words in the Torah to mention it. That's what it means, la'agdil toyo la'adir. The higher level of Torah, you have more words for Torah. So we learned three main mahalchim to explain the la'agdil toyo la'adir. The word that's brought down the Chasa Sefer, the Shloh, the Lev Aryeh, is to tell you why the fish is Torah. It gives you the reasoning. You have the Sholem Meshiv that says it proves that Torah is emes. And you have the Mor of Hashemesh that tells you that a more ruchnik Torah is mentioned with more words. Anyone who wants to join a sponsor, Shomach Shavah Shirim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.